News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
So Dalton's in-laws are in town this week, and I can't wipe that smile off the kid's face. It's good to have him in, huh?
Oh, man.
They're watching Sweaty Baby today.
Yeah, they're watching the baby. No need to drop her off at daycare. Of course, we're still paying full freight, you know, for the daycare to watch after, even though she's not there. But
plus, you're paying them.
Yes, right? And paying the in-laws. So glad that the in-laws are in town. And
well, that's working out so well for you, Dalton.
Sweaty Baby will be well looked after today.
We'll give them a Sweaty Baby update sometime this week while they're in town. They might enjoy that, or they may not enjoy it at all. It's by the way, I'm going to Hancock Whitney Stadium today.
Oh, cool.
I've been around the stadium so many times on my walks. Finally going to get inside the stadium, kind of a press tour of that, so I'll have more to report tomorrow.
Yeah, that's awesome. And they're opening opening that stadium. First game that will ever be played there. We're hoping, as long as COVID doesn't shut it down, they're planning to play against Tulane on September 12th, but South actually opening their season in Hattiesburg against Southern Miss this Thursday night. Coming up on Sports Night tonight with Corey LeBounty and myself, we'll break down that game in detail so you'll know what to expect on CBS Sports Network Thursday night. That's Aaron.
Sounds like a 2-touchdown underdog right now.
Yeah, okay. South 14.5-point dogs going into this game.
Let's check on your ride in with Kane.
Good morning, everyone, for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Officers tell us it's still there, 65 northbound between Government and Airport, waiting for the Rikers to clear. Also, with one accident with injuries at Hillcrest and Greenlawn. As we look good downtown from the George Wallace and the Bankhead tunnels, and no delays so far across the Bayway from the Eastern Shore. At Premier Medical in Mobile and Daphne, they have 36 of the region's best doctors for all of your eye, ear, nose, and throat care needs. All board certified with over 100 years of serving the Gulf Coast. See them at pmg.md. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect a few scattered showers and thunderstorms today, with temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s, and then tomorrow, mostly sunny with just isolated thunderstorms and afternoon temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Your business deserves better. Better internet, better phones, and better support. At C Spire Business, better is what we do best. With our business internet and phone bundles, you won't just get higher speeds, more reliability, and industry-leading VoIP phones. You'll get local experts who are there for you 24/7. So your business doesn't just run better, it is better. Find the best internet and phone bundle for your business at cspire.com/businessbundle.
Morning, y'all. Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig on FM Talk 106.5 at 7:09. Our three big things this morning, news from the CDC that we'll get into here in less than a minute, blew my mind. I don't know if it's going to blow your mind or not, but for me, it was like, no, what did you just say? Dalton's got on the way. We'll talk about that. President Trump tours Lake Charles as that massive cleanup begins, and a protester killed in Portland as the mayor of Portland and President Trump kind of have it out. Those are the three big things you can also find online right now at FM Talk 106.5.com.
Yeah, and we'll do the coronavirus numbers now, as we do every morning right here on Mobile Mornings. Been doing it for 4 or 5 months, and hopefully it will end soon, although we're not sure when we'll have to stop doing the coronavirus numbers, because no telling when we'll be out of the woods. But that CDC news is huge, and I'll get to that in just a second. That was the big news this weekend. But nationally, we are nearing 6 million total cases of coronavirus. Right now, we're at 5.97 million cases across the nation. Also, over 175,000 have now died due to COVID-19. Nationally, the number of daily new cases has been falling from its peak for over a month. Right now, we're averaging around what we were averaging on June the 29th, as we were heading up that curve. Now we're heading down the curve. And you look at the charts around the nation and around the state, you're seeing what you want to see. You're seeing those numbers drop for the most part across all categories. The number of hospitalized patients is now as low as it's been since July 1st. We've been testing more over the last few days. We're back up to testing 715,000 per day in America. And America's 7-day average for deaths per day has now dropped to 911. That's the lowest that number has been since July 26th. So we mentioned it a second ago, but the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released new data late last week week, and depicts how many Americans who have died from COVID-19 also had contributing conditions. According to that report, only 6%, Dan, only 6% of the deaths have COVID-19 as the only cause mentioned, which you do a little math, subtract from 100, that means that 94% of the patients who have died from coronavirus also had other, quote, health conditions and contributing causes. So comorbidities, the leading factor here when it comes to whether or not once you catch COVID-19, whether your risk for fatality is high or not high.
Yeah, so it's the underlying factors, you know, quote unquote, we've heard that from the beginning.
Right. Comorbidities word they use over and over again.
Okay. Okay. So we knew that, and we knew obviously the way it was racing through nursing homes in Washington State to start with.
Yeah, in New York too.
And then in New York. So we knew that older wasn't better when it came to COVID-19. We knew that hypertension wasn't better. We knew whatever. I didn't know in the end now that it's 94% of the deaths, that in 94% of the deaths, that was those underlying factors played a role in it.
Yeah, exactly. And it would have been nice to have this information a while ago. Of course, you can't pick and choose exactly when you find out more about this virus. It's been such a large unknown, but you'd think they'd have some of these statistics a couple months ago, at least, for it to come out now after all of these shutdowns. And, you know, so many family-owned, small, local businesses are now no longer
shuttered,
or they are really, really fighting for their lives as the economy starts to open up again. And all these factors that go into the decisions that are made by cities, states, even the nation as a whole, you'd think that's a pretty important piece of information, that of all the COVID-19 deaths across the nation, 6%, only 6% was COVID-19 the main factor in those deaths.
The only factor.
Yeah, the CDC, they listed the top underlying medical conditions linked to the deaths. I think they listed around 10, so I'll give you the top four here. Influenza and pneumonia, the leading contributing factor. Respiratory failure, hypertensive disease, and diabetes. So we knew that the older population was more at risk with this virus and having that virus take an awful toll on their bodies and possibly leading to death. But now we know for a fact that most of the people that are passing away due to COVID-19, it's because they have other contributing factors.
I've talked to too many people that have had it, and I know it's no picnic,
right?
You know, and in many cases, you can feel really, really sick. In some cases, obviously, we've heard everything about the asymptomatic you get a light case, right? So we know all that, and so I'm not saying it's no big deal, but the fact that 94% of us would survive if we get it, that's a big number.
Yeah, it really is. And I think that changes, at least for me, that changes the lens that we view the severity of this virus.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's something that you don't want to catch, but it's still, it seems less deadly than we originally thought. Now, looking at the state of Alabama, we have 116,500 confirmed cases of COVID-19, and 2,067 have died due to the virus. 969 Alabamians are currently hospitalized with COVID-19. That number has been dropping pretty steadily. We were up around 1,200 at the peak of current hospitalizations. That number now down to 969. So across the state, the number of new cases around what we were seeing 2 months ago, and that number's been mostly dropping since we were averaging 2,000 cases per day back on July 18th. That number now right around 909 cases per day. We're averaging around 8,000 tests per day in Alabama. That's about 5,000 fewer than our peak from 2 weeks ago. Current hospitalizations, the lowest they've been in a month and a half, but deaths recently spiked back up to 17.5 per day for the state. We were seeing that number in mid-August. You want to see that number continue to drop, not spike like it has recently. And then looking at the local numbers, Mobile and Baldwin counties, Mobile's averaging 63 cases per day, Baldwin County 48 per day. Cases are down for Mobile to around what we were seeing at the end of June, but they're up now in Baldwin County after a month of falling cases. However, hospitalizations the lowest they've been in over a month. And then you look at the death toll, Mobile and Baldwin County seeing anywhere from 2 to 3 deaths per day since mid-July. You want to see that number continue to drop. But that's a look locally around the state and around the nation with the COVID-19 numbers.
How do you feel about it right now? Do you feel, because, and I don't know if this is because just, you know, what I've been up to the last few weeks, high school football is now going on.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been at a high school football game the last two Friday evenings. I watched high school football on Saturday on ESPN from Knoxville, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. There were people in the stands there. So, you know, I don't know what the level of outrage is at this point of people gathering for these games. You look at the faces, and if they're probably wearing masks, but no one seems to be... They're there. They're at the game. They're not in a tizzy about all this.
Right.
They're just living a little bit differently and dealing with it.
Well, the numbers are looking really good compared to what we were seeing. And there's no telling whether the mask ordinance, what kind of role these mask ordinances played in that. Mm-hmm. One of my thoughts is that with more attention paid to whether you're wearing a mask or not, you're, by effect, maybe socially distancing a little bit more, taking it a little bit more seriously, just as that reminder that you have on your face, whether or not the masks actually stop the spread or not.
That's a good point.
Having it there, kind of like putting a rubber band on your wrist when you're trying to eat less or something like that. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a big factor. But also, all these super spreader events that they keep warning us about, I think back to a couple months ago when Wisconsin was voting in the primary, and a lot of commentators were saying, oh, they're marching to a certain death by going out to vote in this. And then there was no rise in cases in Wisconsin. Then this Sturgis motorcycle rally everyone was worried about.
Yeah.
I think there were more accidents and deaths due to, you know, motorcycles than there were people passing that on. And you see it time and time again, whether it was the 20,000 fans that showed up in Daytona a couple months ago, we're not seeing major rises in cases after these events. So things are looking good, but, you know, I can't predict the future.
No.
I don't know what's going to happen with this virus.
Right, exactly. We don't know, but things feel like they're getting more normal.
Exactly.
And the entire city of Portland should be under quarantine if that's the case, right?
Oh, man, so much going on in Portland and other big cities with these rallies. And another person dies, shot to death on Saturday night in Portland.
17 after 7, Mobile Mornings, Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig, and sports is coming up.
Gun enthusiasts, are you looking for specialty guns you won't find at the big box store? Look no further than Mobile Shooting Center in West Mobile. If you need it, they can get it. With a knowledgeable staff and great customer service, Mobile Shooting Center is the place to go for a wide selection of guns and ammo. Get a complimentary mount and foresight with any gun or scope purchase. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Visit Mobile Shooting Center today, 9170 Airport Boulevard in West Mobile.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Students in Washington and Clark counties will be back in the classroom today. Both school districts decided to push back the beginning of the school year at the end of last month. Fondy Elementary School is giving students and parents a chance to meet their teachers before classes start tomorrow. The school is hosting a welcome back drive-through parade. Students and parents can meet the faculty and staff and grab breakfast and lunch for the week. The drive-through event begins at 9 this morning. Mobile County schools start tomorrow virtually. The Foley Police Department is collecting supplies. The department posted on Facebook that it's accepting donations for people affected by Hurricane Laura. Officials are asking for bottled water, tarps, and empty gas cans. You can drop off donations at the department's location on Verbena Street until 8 Wednesday night. The Crimson Tide's players and coaches will march today to protest racial injustice. Nick Saban said he supports his players' focus on trying to make things better in the future. The march begins at the university's athletic facility at 4 this afternoon. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Have you been harassed by sun rays while driving home from work? Did you get hot in traffic through no fault of your own? If so, you need to call the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting, 802-1234. There's no need to continue applying sunscreen to just the left side of your body. Let a quality ceramic no-fault lifetime guaranteed tint from ProTint protect you today. Call 802-1234. The work provided by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting is equal to, and in fact, greater than, the work performed at other window tint places.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 7:19 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The college football season kicked off on Saturday in Montgomery. FCS schools Austin Peay and Central Arkansas met at the Crampton Bowl for the Guardian Kickoff Classic. Central Arkansas Bears ended up winning the game 24-17. And the season started just as wild as the rest of 2020's been, with a 75-yard touchdown run on the first play by Austin Peay freshman C.J. Evans, who and an alumni of McGill Tooling.
Yeah, I've watched him play a couple of years. He was a starting tailback last year.
And how about that for your first play ever in college?
Yeah.
75-yard. He took off. He was
a good player.
Much faster than everyone else on the field.
Nice.
Only 2,000 tickets were distributed at the 22,000-seat stadium, and most of those in attendance were family or friends of the players on the field.
This is interesting. Just on a dare, just messing around one time at a McGill practice, I raced C.J. Evans and I beat him.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of head start did he give you?
Dead even, man. I just tripped off. I was just having a good day.
Wow. And how many hamstrings did you pull? 3, 4? The NCAA's FBS season will kick off Thursday with South Alabama at Southern Miss and Central Arkansas at UAB. Here in Alabama, Friday night featured week 2 of high school football in the state. There were some notable performances. Mobile Christian upset UMS Wright in overtime, 25-24. That put an end to the Bulldogs' state-leading 34-game winning streak. Leopards running back and Alabama commit Deontay Lawson led Mobile Christian to the victory with 24 tackles on defense. Also rushed for 75 yards, including the game-winning touchdown and two-point conversion. St. Paul's rallied to beat Spanish Fort 17-14 on ESPN on Friday night. Saints running back Javonte Graves-Billups scored 2 fourth-quarter touchdowns in the win. And Murphy tailback Theris Weller rushed for 292 yards and 3 touchdowns in a 35-12 Panthers win over Foley. Just some of the notable performances from Friday night. LSU wide receiver and top NFL draft prospect Ja'Marr Chase has opted out of the 2020 season, instead deciding to focus on the 2021 NFL draft. Last season, Chase set SEC records and led the FBS with 1,780 receiving yards and 20 touchdowns. He'd go on to win the Biletnikoff Award, which is given annually to the country's top receiver. Chase has long been considered a top 5 pick for the 2021 draft. He's now the third player to opt out at LSU, joining defensive end and former Murphy Panther Neil Farrell, along with Tigers cornerback Kerry Vincent Jr. LSU opens their season September 26th at home against Mississippi State. In Auburn, Saturday's scheduled scrimmage was canceled, and head coach Gus Malzahn announced that the team had 9 new positive COVID-19 cases this week. Those new cases forced the Tigers to pause fall camp on Wednesday and Thursday before canceling Saturday's scrimmage. 7 other players are quarantining because they're considered, quote, high risk. Malzahn said the team is expected to resume fall camp with practice later today. Tigers set to open their season on September 26th at home against Kentucky. 722 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings. Dalton Orwig with FM Talk 106.5. My family trusts only your CBD store of West Mobile to buy our CBD products. I eat a broad-spectrum SunMed gummy every night that helps me sleep and feel more relaxed in stressful situations. My dad takes a CBD tincture to reduce post-surgery inflammation on his knee, and I give my dog PetSafe CBD that's done wonders for his bad hip. If you're interested in finding out how CBD can help you and samples, talk to store owner Joe Brown in person at your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest Road.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect a few scattered showers and thunderstorms today, with temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s, and then tomorrow, mostly sunny with just isolated thunderstorms and afternoon temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
My caretaker was very rough with me, but I thought they did it because I wasn't moving fast enough.
My son was supposed to help take care of me, but he was never around.
Elder abuse is a crime, and together we can stop it. If you or someone you know has been abused, neglected, or exploited, call the Adult Abuse Hotline at 1-800-458-7214. That's 1-800-458-7214. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, the ABA, and this station.
Good morning, everyone, from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. New accident at Government and Azalea getting some attention with heavier traffic at Halls Mill, Range Line, and I-10. From the 1065 split traveling downtown, still no problems, though. And a good ride across the Bayway. Few other accidents we've had are in the final clearing stages. Are you shopping for floors? Wabama Flooring in Robertsdale is a place to go with over 400 options in waterproof flooring from Mohawk, Shaw, and Stainmaster carpet to hardwoods and laminate. Great savings store-wide. See them at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Morning, y'all. Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig on FM Talk 106.5 at 7:25.
Former Alabama House Speaker Mike Hubbard headed to prison. Big news on Friday. The Alabama Supreme Court announced after 5 months they'd officially denied Hubbard's request for a rehearing. Now, as of Friday, Hubbard had 15 days to report to jail. Attorney General Steve Marshall released a statement on Friday along with the news. He said the long road to justice is finally nearing its end for former Speaker Mike Hubbard.
That was a long road. That was a long road to justice.
A very long road. What, this began back in 2010 or not long after that. The Attorney General continued, the court denied Mr. Hubbard's application for rehearing and issued a certificate of judgment requiring the former Speaker to report to begin serving his prison sentence. Now, Hubbard was ultimately convicted on 6 felony charges, and within these next 13 days, he's got to report to the Lee County Sheriff's Office for processing into the ADOC system. That's the Alabama Department of Corrections. And they're saying here he'll be required to spend at least some time in a state prison, although according to ALReporter.com, he could possibly serve the bulk of his sentence in one of those Lee County facilities. Hubbard's been free on that appeals bond since he was convicted by a Lee County jury of 12 felony ethics charges for misusing his office for personal gain. Like I just mentioned, 6 of those felony charges ended up being used to convict the former House Speaker. Marshall said Mr. Hubbard can no longer avoid being held accountable for his flagrant violations of Alabama's ethics law. As we've previously stated, this case was not just a trial of former Speaker Hubbard's misconduct, but also a test of our ethics law. Hubbard campaigned in 2010 on the message that Alabama sorely needed a stronger ethics law. Our ethics law must be strengthened and protected in order to prevent a repeat of such a cavalier violations in the future. So Mike Hubbard heading to jail, and you're right, it's been a long road to get to that decision.
I've got a friend years ago was offered a job by Mike Hubbard's people. I'm very glad he didn't take that job because he could have got tangled up in all that mess, right?
Yeah, and what a tangle that was.
Yeah.
Hey, we've been getting a couple texts here. Some people have noticed we've moved to a different news service, bottom and top of the hours. USA Radio News now gracing your ears at the top of each hour and bottom of each hour, and we've got that coming up next.
Okay, that's on the way. Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig, and turning up your voice, too, a little after 8 o'clock text line, or you can call us, too.
343-0106. We'll turn up your voice in the 8 o'clock hour. Until then, shoot us a text.
It is 728, FM Talk 106.5, Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig, Jeff Poore at 9, and of course, Sean Sullivan, midday Mobile, comes up at 12 noon.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Students in Washington and Clark counties will be back in the classroom today. Both school districts decided to push back the beginning of the school year at the end of last month. Fondy Elementary School is giving students and parents a chance to meet their teachers before classes start tomorrow. The school is hosting a welcome back drive-through parade. Students and parents can meet the faculty and staff and grab breakfast and lunch for the week. The drive-through event begins at 9 this morning. Mobile County schools start tomorrow virtually. The Foley Police Department is collecting supplies. The department posted on Facebook that it's accepting donations for people affected by Hurricane Laura. Officials are asking for bottled water, tarps, and empty gas cans. You can drop off donations at the department's location on Verbena Street until 8 Wednesday night. The Crimson Tide's players and coaches will march today to protest racial injustice. Nick Saban said he supports his players' focus on trying to make things better in the future. March begins at the university's athletic facility at 4 this afternoon. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
So you're moving. You found the perfect house, not too far from town, but now how are you going to get your safe moved? Call Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at 251-479-WARD for a quote. It's what they do. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is your hometown source when it comes to locking up your valuables, and they know how to handle your safe with care. You've got enough to think about. Let Mike Ward's take the worry away. Call 251-479-WARD for a quote today. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The coronavirus has infected more than 25 million people worldwide as the U.S. closes in on 6 million cases since the pandemic began. The U.S. reporting over 47,000 new cases yesterday and nearly 1,000 more fatalities. Health experts are warning Americans against gathering for Labor Day activities. They say people should realize that even get-togethers of relatives, friends, and coworkers can spread the virus. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows is laying out what could lead to a deal on a new pandemic relief bill.
Enhanced help for small businesses at levels she would agree with. Literally help for daycare and hospitals at levels she would agree with.
Meadows there on NBC's Meet the Press referring to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. And this is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Morgan Stanley analysts believe shares of Apple are poised to move higher after the company's 4-for-1 stock split goes into effect today. Shares are about half a percentage point higher pre-market. Tesla conducted a 5-for-1 split after Friday's closing bell, too, and we'll see its stock also begin trading on this new basis this morning. Tesla shares have gained more than 400% this year, hitting 33 record closes in the process, and they are up about 0.75 percentage point in pre-market. United Airlines is dropping its despised $200 change fees on tickets for U.S. travel effective immediately to encourage more bookings. It's making the policy permanent for all standard, economy, and premium cabin tickets, including those already booked through the end of the year. The 30-stock Dow Jones Industrial Average posted its third positive week in the last four Friday, up 161 points. S&P gained 23 and the NASDAQ Composite 70 to enjoy their fifth straight weeks of gains. Futures are higher, too. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor.
If you're a sportsman and love the great outdoors, you know how important it is to utilize the tips and tricks that really good fishermen and hunters know. That's why sportsman and writer, editor, and photographer John Felsher is sharing his knowledge gathered from a lifetime of learning what works and what doesn't. Listen for the quality outdoor tips daily on FM Talk 106.5, you may become more successful fishing and hunting. Brought to you by Silver Creek Range. Online, silvercreekrange.com. Outdoor tips with John Felsher on FM Talk 106.5.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
So, hello, Dr. Bill. When was it that Laura came on shore in Louisiana? How long ago was that, Dalton?
Thursday morning, overnight into Thursday.
Just last. Yeah, I believe so.
Okay, and I'm in my own personal mental hurricane here, so I didn't know if it was early last week, but so it was late in the week. Man, but that's going to be
a long time for those folks in getting power back and water. It's a really serious situation.
That's what I was thinking. This is a long term rebuild. For them, especially those who were hurt the most by it, and I guess it would be Lake Charles and areas a little bit south and north of that.
Well, it looks like the weather situation, at least across the south, is going to improve a bit in the next few days. That is, we're going to see a reduction in the number of showers and thunderstorms, but then they'll pick up late in the week. Today, we can look for some scattered showers and thunderstorms basically this afternoon, and it's going to be a warm day today. We get up to, 86 yesterday, but today we're getting in the low 90s, 91 for this afternoon, with the heat index 106, gives you an idea of how humid it is. Tonight, some isolated evening thunderstorms are possible, low tonight will be in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, we begin what will be about a three-day period of what's called a dry weather as far as rain's concerned. Humidity is still going to be high. Tomorrow should be mostly sunny, just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, and the high tomorrow about 92, and again, that heat index will be up around 105 to 106. On Wednesday, just sunny skies, and the high in the low 90s. Thursday, sunny again, and up to 95 degrees. So we had some hot weather for the middle of the week, and then Friday, we're going to be in the mid-90s again, but we have a chance of some afternoon thunderstorms, and then over the weekend, looks like mostly sunny skies with afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. So a little bit of a dry spell for the midweek, but then it's back to normal for Friday and the weekend.
Sounds like some pretty standard late summer weather for the Gulf Coast, Dr. Bill. Traditionally speaking, and you've been talking about how hot it has been and how hot it'll be this week, when do we normally expect to see those temperatures start to fall a little bit? Would that be late September or October?
Actually things start to improve a little bit in the middle of September. That's usually about the time we get our first real cold front that'll come in that'll drop temperatures a bit. And so it's possible that by the time we get around the 13th, 14th, or 15th September, statistically, we usually see at least a front come through that has a little bit of a punch, and but for a major change, you got to get into October.
So we've got visitors, I'm sure, along the beach that maybe have, you know, marked out this entire week to enjoy themselves in Gulf Shores or Orange Beach or Dolphin Island. Good for them. Do we have any rip current concerns, Doc?
I think most of that has faded out. It was pretty bad there for a while. With the hurricane coming into Louisiana. But right now, it looks like most of the thunderstorm activity will be inland. So, yeah, this is a good time to be down at the beach, and we should have plenty of sunshine. As far as tropical systems are concerned, we talked about the hurricane in Louisiana. We do have several areas that we're looking at. One is close to the United States, and that's off the East Coast, but that's not going to be a threat. It looks like there may be a low-pressure area developing, a tropical depression off South Carolina. It's going to follow out to the northeast and over the warm waters of the Gulf Stream. But one that could be of concern to at least Central America, and we always watch this in the Gulf, because there is a system now that's out in the middle of the Caribbean, and it could develop over the next couple of days as it heads toward the Yucatan Peninsula. And then out in the Atlantic, in the tropical Atlantic, we have a couple areas of watching, one midway between the Caribbean and the coast of Africa, and then another tropical wave coming off of the African coast. So at least four areas of interest right now.
And what's the time frame on those last two that you brought up coming off of Africa? What should we be looking at the time frame for that?
Yeah, the last two, it's going to be another week at least, probably Monday now, probably late in the week they'll be approaching the Caribbean. And so, yeah, it's several days away before we see them even grow, intensify. It's going to take a while, and there'll just be tropical waves. But all those that I mentioned in the Caribbean and out of the Atlantic have some potential for becoming named storms.
By the way, Doc, you were talking about a good time to be at the beach, and my latest conversation with my dermatologist, for me, a good time to be at the beach would be never, ever again. So, yeah. there's an empty chair down there if somebody wants to enjoy. Thank you, Dr. Bill. Appreciate you.
Okay, Dan.
That is our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Comes in handy, that's for sure.
Yeah, you can hear him twice an hour, every hour, right here on FM Talk 106.5, except for us on the morning show. We get him a good three or four times an hour, and nice. That's especially important during this time of year.
Really is. 740, Trump's poll numbers after the RNC. Up or what? We'll let you know coming up.
In Alabama, we believe in the sanctity of life and support our pro-life values. But Senator Doug Jones's record doesn't reflect those beliefs. In Washington, Senator Jones joined Senate liberals like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and voted against a bill to permanently ban taxpayer funding of abortion. Senator Jones supported federal funding for Planned Parenthood, the country's largest abortion provider. Senator Jones even voted against a bill banning late-term abortions after 20 weeks. It's time for Senator Jones to change course. Call Senator Doug Jones, 334-792-4924. Urge him to support S-1966, the Protecting Life and Taxpayers Act of 2019. Stop voting with Washington, D.C. liberals. Vote to end taxpayer funding of abortion. Paid for by One Nation. www.onenationamerica.org.
It's Sean Sullivan. Let me just point out that I don't have to get up as early anymore to talk to Larry Kirby at LCM. Larry, is that okay?
Yeah, you know, I'm tired of waking you up every morning anyway.
All right, so check out Larry Kirby and I talking about what's going on at LCM on Midday Mobile this afternoon on FM Talk 106.5.
This is Jerome from Birmingham, previously from Paul Feinbaum Show.
Extremely happy to welcome to the program Coach Gus Malzahn, the head coach at Auburn University.
The guys that have veteran quarterbacks back, you're going to have an advantage, you know, not having spring. Now, we'll see what happens once we get back, if they let us do OTAs or whatever that is. But, you know, right now it's great to have a veteran quarterback. You know, I'm just really trying to be positive and just really looking forward to getting our kids back on campus.
The Paul Feinbaum Show, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, we do have a new accident at Moffitt and Bear Fork. It's going to be a car versus a pole. Gerby and Hillcrest also working another accident without injuries, and one without injuries at Government and Azalea. Still a nice ride across the Bayway with no delays from Spanish Fort and Daphne. Car Doctor at 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West in Theodore. They're open to help get your carts running. You know you can rent their carts for any special occasion or buy a new or used cart, too. Call 287-2547 and see what they offer at cartdoctor.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, yo, Dan Brennan, along with the hardest working man in radio. Even with, plus his in-laws are in town.
Oh boy!
So do we admit there's another level of work involved in his personal life right now? Dalton Orwig. It's 7:43 at FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah. So the polls are coming out following the Republican National Convention last week. Of course, the president wrapping that up on Thursday night, accepting his nomination from the Republican Party. And there's a couple polls that have been released so far, and we're waiting on more to come out this week. But I'm going to look particularly at one from Axios. It's an Axios SurveyMonkey poll. And what they found here is that Trump didn't necessarily get a bump in the poll ratings from the convention. But what that convention did do is drop Joe Biden's already relatively low favorability ratings. He dropped from a net -5 to -18 in favorability rankings.
There's a lot of BB going on, Biden bashing during the RNC.
A whole lot of that.
Just like during the Democratic National Convention, a lot of the focus was, you know, taking swipes at President Trump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you saw it on both sides. And the president's favorability ratings have never been that high, but right now they went from -35 to -37. You look at the parties, though, and how excited excited they are to have their, you know, nominee on each side. Trump's favorability among Republicans now at 89%. It dropped just a little bit from last week where it was at 91%. But then you look at Biden's favorability. He's at 85% among Democrats. And then you look at the two VP nominees. Mike Pence has an 82% favorability ranking compared to Kamala Harris's 79% favorability ranking. So pretty even numbers when you look at that. But like I mentioned earlier, Biden's unfavorable rating has gotten worse from that Republican National Convention. Trump did not improve his support among black Americans in this new poll. They found that nearly two-thirds have strongly unfavorable views of the president and made no progress among Hispanic voters either. But I thought this was interesting from this story. There's this thing called a word cloud that you can do based on searches and articles that are written, and what these word clouds do is they find the most commonly used terms, and they use this for both the RNC and DNC. And doing the word cloud from the RNC, and this comes from Axios, which isn't exactly a pro-Trump site. It's if anything, it's more down the middle than a lot of these CNN, Fox News polls that we see. But the word cloud for the RNC convention, for the Republican convention, patriotic, uplifting, inspiring, positive, encouraging, American, informative, hopeful, upbeat, some of the words that you see when they gathered the word cloud of articles and comments made about the RNC, that's from Republicans that were talking about it. When the Democrats talk about the RNC, the leading word cloud words were lies, circus, liars, racist, fear-mongering, propaganda. So you probably could have guessed that that's what each side took from that Republican National Convention, but this word cloud just goes to show that it doesn't seem like many people are going to be on the same page anytime soon. And you look at the big picture with these polls, John Cohen with SurveyMonkey said, looking narrowly, the convention worked to boost the sense of unity among the most conservative Republicans, but it shows, quote, fresh evidence of the seesaw-like opinions of those who see themselves as independents and don't lean to either party, views that could determine the outcome of the election. 27% of Republicans preferred the largely virtual convention format to one of the normal in-person conventions that they have. 18% thought it was worse, and then more than half said it was about the same. And right now, 60% of Republicans say their party is unified. That's up from 51% prior to the convention. So some numbers coming in after the RNC, and I expect we'll see more polls come out this week and keep you updated on what those numbers are looking like.
And we've got 2 months to go.
Yeah,
and everything said to this point is going to mean nothing after the election results are in, hopefully by that evening or the next day.
We can only hope the election will be decided the night of November 3rd, but yeah, just over 2 months out from a major, major general election. And I have to think that Biden and Trump will be swinging at each other until and even after those results are announced.
It's all so much fun. Dalton's got sports on the way.
Yeah, coming up in sports, we've got from John Rahm, BMW Championship PGA Tour, one of the best putts I've ever seen that won the tournament for him yesterday. And also a former St. Paul Saint has found a new home in the NFL.
Yeah, that was one of the best putts we've ever seen after one of the best putts we've ever seen right before that.
Unbelievable.
Sports is on the way.
This information update brought to you by Alpha Plastics, keeping your employees and customers safe with clear protective shields. Alpha Plastics has the material on hand to produce any type of barriers to fit your needs. Call 471-1130 for a quote today. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Students in Washington and Clark counties will be back in the classroom today. Both school districts decided to push back the beginning of the school year at the end of last month. Fondy Elementary School is giving students and parents a chance to meet their teachers before classes start tomorrow. The school is hosting a welcome back drive-through parade. Students and parents can meet the faculty and staff and grab breakfast and lunch for the week. The drive-through event begins at 9 this morning. Mobile County schools start tomorrow virtually. The Foley Police Department is collecting supplies. The department posted on Facebook that it's accepting donations for people affected by Hurricane Laura. Officials are asking for bottled water, tarps, and empty gas cans. You can drop off donations at the department's location on Verbena Street until 8 Wednesday night. The Crimson Tide's players and coaches will march today to protest racial injustice. Nick Saban said he supports his players' focus on trying to make things better in the future. The march begins at the university's athletic facility at 4 this afternoon. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Though the world may change, the mission of Southern Cancer Center will not. Our patients come first, as they always have. It's just our culture. As the area's only community-based oncology practice, our physicians specialize in one thing, cancer.
Through early detection, prevention, and survivorship, we provide comprehensive care by delivering cutting-edge therapies, personalized treatment plans, and the respect every patient deserves. See what makes Southern Cancer Center different. Visit us online at southerncancercenter.com.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now. 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
Good morning. 10 minutes until 8 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. On the PGA Tour, John Rahm made a 66-foot putt for birdie on a sudden death 18th hole to win the BMW Championship.
Here it comes. Here it
watch out!
Comes!
It's gone! Whoa!
Is this all really happening?
What a putt!
That is from 66 feet.
Ad call from NBC. Rahm's unbelievable shot followed a 43-foot birdie putt from world-ranked number one Dustin Johnson that forced that playoff. Now, on Saturday, Rahm picked up his golf ball without marking it and was penalized one shot in the third round. After that round, he said he hoped he didn't lose by a shot, and he didn't.
It was close.
Penalty included, Rahm shot a 4-under par 66 Saturday and then finished yesterday with a 64. That was the lowest round of the tournament. Johnson remains number one in the FedEx Cup playoff rankings. He'll have a two-shot lead when next week's Tour Championship, which is the season finale, that'll begin on Thursday with staggered scoring. And the season came to a close for Tiger Woods, who didn't match or break par in all four rounds for the first time since 2010. Tiger finished tied for 51st, 15 shots behind Rahm. In NASCAR, William Byron picked up the first win of his young NASCAR Cup Series career in an unbelievable finish beneath the lights in Daytona on Saturday night. Byron won the race in overtime after two late cautions. He, Matt DiBenedetto, and Clint Bowyer clinched the final three playoff spots. Seven-time Cup Series champ Jimmy Johnson did not qualify for the playoffs. That brought an early end to his Hall of Fame career. About 20,000 fans spread out across Daytona's massive speedway. They retreated to a frantic finish. The race was pretty clean for most of the night, but it got crazy down the stretch. Chase Elliott finished second, followed by Denny Hamlin, Martin Truex Jr., and Bubba Wallace in a career-best fifth place. Cup Series playoffs begin at next Sunday at Darlington Raceway. In baseball, all 30 Major League teams played on the same day on Saturday for the first time since July 26th. COVID-19 testing has postponed 38 games so far this season. Last night, the Atlanta Braves scored 10 runs in the second inning and then held on to beat Philadelphia 12-10 and avoid the weekend sweep. And the LA Dodgers hit their 57th home run in the month of August yesterday. That set the National League record for most home runs in 1 month. The previous NL record of 56 was set last year by the Atlanta Braves, and the Major League record was set last year also by the New York Yankees. They hit 74 home runs last August. In the NBA, the LA Clippers advanced to the second round with a win over the Dallas Mavericks yesterday. The Boston Celtics began the second round of the playoffs by dominating the defending champion Toronto Raptors, and Denver's Jamal Murray scored 50 points, leading the Nuggets to a win over Utah and forcing Game 7 on Tuesday night. Former first-round draft pick and St. Paul Saint Mark Barron has agreed to a one-year deal with the Denver Broncos. Barron turns 31 years old in October. He became a free agent when he was released by Pittsburgh in March after just one season with the Steelers. Last year, he started 9 of 15 games. And over his career, Barron has appeared in 119 games, has 710 tackles, 12 sacks, 9 interceptions, and 5 forced fumbles. 753 FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
And sad news out of Hollywood over the weekend. We got that on the
the way?
At Roy Lewis Construction, we're in the business of adding value. Whether it's working with you to meet your unique business needs or making investments in our community in lasting ways, providing unparalleled value and quality in every commercial construction project. When planning your next commercial project, reach out to Roy Lewis Construction. We'll pair you with a designer that best suits your project needs and work with that designer to balance the best architectural outcome with the best budget outcome. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com. Building legacies, one relationship at a time.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect a few scattered showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with just isolated thunderstorms and afternoon temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
If you love fishing or know someone who loves fishing, FM Talk 106.5 wants to see your pictures. Share your best fishing photo in the comments of our weekly fishing photos post on Facebook, Trophy Picks, or Kids First Minnow. New or old, we want to see them. Then get your family and friends to like your photo. The picture with the most likes wins an FM Talk 106.5 fishing team shirt. And listen for your shout out on FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors.
Brought to you by Sportsman's Marine on the Eastern Shore.
From the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department clearing up accidents at Gerby and Hillcrest, also Moffitt and Bear Fork at Government and Azalea. All those going to be without injury. State troopers are clear, but they've got radar from Range Line out towards Theodore Dawes Road. And still no delays as you're traveling across to Bayway. Lotus CBD in Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street across from the golf course. They offer all things hemp. And they've recently added over 150 new items, now serving all natural Albus CBD soda on tap. With more surprises to come, find them on Facebook. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig and Luke Bryan. I'm sorry. I forgot I'm not supposed to do that anymore. I think it was Saturday morning that that I first heard the news about Chadwick Boseman. So sad.
Yeah, 43 years old and died after a four-year battle with colon cancer. And just an awful story. I mean, he's probably most widely known for the movie Black Panther, yeah, where he played the main role there of King T'Challa. And, of course, yeah, he was in all the Avengers movies as well that featured the Black Panther. But, you know, so many children and teenagers look up to that role. I mean, just think of how many people grew up watching Superman and Batman and Spider-Man and wanted to be them in some form or fashion. Well, you have the same thing with the new generation of, yeah, Black Panther fans. Of course, he played more roles than just King T'Challa and Black Panther.
That's
but
amazing.
They were celebrating Jackie Robinson Day in the MLB the day that Boseman's death was announced. And, of course, he played Jackie Robinson in the movie 42 just 7 years ago.
James Brown, Jackie Robinson, Thurgood Marshall, all in the last 7 years. This guy packed in an amazing career in a short amount of time. And
yeah.
Rest in peace, Chadwick Boseman, for sure. Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5 at 7:58.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Students in Washington and Clark counties will be back in the classroom today. Both school districts decided to push back the beginning of the school year at the end of last month. Fondy Elementary School is giving students and parents a chance to meet their teachers before classes start tomorrow. The school is hosting a welcome back drive-through parade. Students and parents can meet the faculty and staff and grab breakfast and lunch for the week. The drive-through event begins at 9 this morning. Mobile County schools start tomorrow virtually. The Foley Police Department is collecting supplies. The department posted on Facebook that it's accepting donations for people affected by Hurricane Laura. Officials are asking for bottled water, tarps, and empty gas cans. You can drop off donations at the department's location on Verbena Street until 8 Wednesday night. The Crimson Tide's players and coaches will march today to protest racial injustice. Nick Saban said he supports his players' focus on trying to make things better in the future. The march begins at the university's athletic facility at 4 this afternoon. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG. KRG News 5.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Don't fight addiction alone. Their advisors are ready to take your call. Your future is still a bright place. The help you need could be one call away. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there could be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There is no need to let addiction ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call your addiction team at 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Make the free call now. 800-410-4036. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and